Today, Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Nun Gimel. We are up to the middle of the Ramah in Sif Aleph, and we have just seen how the Minhag Ashkenaz is not to eat kidneys on Pesach, and the Ramah had said that b'di'eved, if kidneys falls into a tavshil, into a pot of other food, as long as there's rov, b'di'eved you could eat it. Again, this is assuming you can't take it out, and you should not be done lechatchila. And then he says, he continues on now. He says it's also permissible to go ahead and to light candles with oils that are made from kidneys. What's the pshat? Look at the Mishnah. This is coming to teach us that even if you went ahead and you took this kidneys and you made it and soaked it with water and liquid, and it got water on it, the begai gavne b'chameshes mini dagan mischamsin, where when it comes to the five grains that become chametz, they will become chametz when we assume that they become chametz when these grains are soaked or moisturized with water. Mikom makom shari. Still, when it comes to kidneys, it's permissible. Lo nagi isura ela b'achila v'lo bana, because there's no concern and there's no isser regarding having kidneys at all, even if there's water on it, even if it seems to rise, and the only isser is in terms of eating it, but not being nene from it. So you're not allowed to eat kidneys, but you can go ahead and you can benefit from kidneys. The Rama continues, Ve'inan oisrin im naflu l'soch hatashil. And such oil is not going to go ahead and aser if it falls into a dish. Now the question is, what falls into something cooking and it gets mixed in, it's not going to be yasser, b'di'evet. Now, the question is, what did this add? We already saw that at the end of yesterday, that ein oshim b'di'evet im naflu tocha tavshil. If kidneys goes into a tavshil, goes into some type of dish, some type of cooked dish, it's not going to go ahead and aser b'di'evet. So what's this adding? So he says as follows, Rezon Lomar, she'ein sarach ledaktik. This is really coming to teach a different halacha, that a person doesn't have to be careful with los haner, shal shemen, to hang the candelabra or candle of oil, the makom rachok, away min hashulchan. You don't have to go ahead and keep the shemen, the oil, and the ner with the shemen away from the table where you're eating. Mishum chashash shemen yinatef al machal, because it's concerned that maybe it's going to spill on the food. Da'afilu nitef ein la'asar, because even if it would go ahead and spill on it, it's not going to asar. The begon zeh lo nagu la'achmir, because something like this, we're not machmir, came before darchei Moshe. Even if you crushed the seeds, the sesame seeds that you make the sesame seed oil with, and you use a chametz dikka all year long crusher that is chametz dik. So he says, even there, nami less lanba, you don't have to worry, and you can keep around such oil. You don't have to worry that there's chametz be'en around, because the basic idea is that it's going to be batel, anything that might be there, any chametz that might be there. And he says, batam, and he says the reason is that afilu nisarevo mashahu nami batel b'shishim kona pesach. Says even if a little bit gets mixed into it, so the concern at the end of the day, again, this is all b'di'evet, obviously. Chachila, you shouldn't be using chametz tikka crushers, but you could assume that it's batel b'shishim overall in the oil, and there's no need and concern with respect to it in terms of keeping it around. And it's also not going to go ahead and aser on Pesach because of the fact that it was already batel b'shishim. Ve'ein loymar shemekabel tam me'amachteshes shel chametz. And he says, and there's ein loymar, we do not say that it's going to be mikabel any tam from this crusher of chametz. You don't have to worry that the fact that it was a chametz sticker crushing utensil, that it's going to extract chametz into the oil, into the sesame, because, as you know, things that are cold do not extract. However, this is all by sesame oil and things that are not sharp, oils that are not sharp. Aval b'shem and zayis, but when you're dealing with olive oil, where the olives themselves are considered a charif item, so therefore, im katash hazeisim b'kli shel hazubo v'chadoyma, if you went ahead and you crushed the olives with a chametz stick, a kli, so then you have to worry about the tam of chametz going into the zeisin, going into the oil. The vaday nikla kol tam, sure, it's going to get the olives are going to get and absorb the tam of chametz. The zayis, because the zayis hu charif, because the zayis is a davar charif. Mavur le elbasin tam and zayin sifches hu ba davar charif. And we also say that when you're dealing with a davar charif, aminan agav duchka diktisha sabachteshes, we say that along, meaning when you go ahead and you crush or press on anything that is sharp, it's going to be no senes tam bezeisim. When we're dealing with davar charif, any pressing will go ahead and extract and be mavliya the tam. So it's going to extract the tam from the crushing utensil, and it's going to go into the zeisim. Like a shishim bezeisim neged tam, and there is no shishim in the al of olives connected the tam in the kli that you're using to crush it. So when it comes to shem and zayis, you have to be careful not to go ahead and keep such oil near the table so that it will not go ahead and drip or spill on any food, and you'll be chas v'shalom eating something where there is no bittul tam. In terms of keeping it around on Pesach, there seems to be no concern, because again, all it is tam, and any mamashus was sure batal from before Pesach. Continuing on in Ramah, the same way that kidneys is mutter b'ana, you could also keep kidneys around in the house. This is true even if water falls on him. Even though water will fall on it, when we're dealing with other grains, one of the five grains, if water falls on any of the grains and the kernels, you're not allowed to keep it around because of chametz. Here, here there was no gzera. There's no concern at all for keeping it around or getting hanav from it, because the only thing that we accepted in terms of a minug is not to eat kidneys. So even if something like the kidneys, if it would have been the five grains, would have been chametz gomor, we're not concerned. The only is not allowed to eat such kidneys. And therefore, that's the same halacha as we said before, that you could, you're, it's permitted to get hana from any kidneys in any form or format. Zera akliza, the anis, the aliander, einan mina kidneys. These items are not kidneys. Umutur le'echlan b'pesach, and you can therefore eat them on Pesach, kain nerali. So he's saying here that this type of zera, this type of seed of akliza, and anis and aliander is really like dill and coriander. These are not kidneys, and you can eat them on Pesach, kain nerali. Still, these other items you have to check. You have to be careful not to go ahead and you have to go ahead and make sure that there's none of the chamesh minim has been mixed up into it, even if these things like are not kidneys. You should not go ahead and eat enis and kimmel ad yom ha'achron, until the last day of Pesach, because you can't go and separate them properly. These items, you can't go ahead and separate and get the chametz out of it. You should avoid having until the last day of Pesach. And obviously, this dill that he's talking about is not like our dill that we have today. It was obviously some type of kidney, like looked a little bit like kidneys. You might have thought it was kidneys. And maybe when it's like ground into like a dill spice or something, who knows?
Sifbeis. Ha'isa isa min achitim u'min ha'orez. Someone makes a dough for matzah from wheat flour and rice flour. In yesh ba tam dogon, if it has the taste of the wheat, yotzei ba yidei chavaso v'pesach. And if it has a taste of the grain, the wheat grain, then you could be yotzei. Now what does this mean, if it has the taste, the tam? Sounds like as long as you have any tam, or it tastes like chitim, you have any time of it, it's going to be good for matzah. So we're going to see how exactly this is understood. It could be actually machlokas brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. In Yeshva Tam Dagon, says Umashma, he says it seems to be implied that what do you need here? Dafilu ein ba'isa shir chitim shiyehe kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Even if there is not enough wheat in the dough for one to eat a kezayis within the shir, a kedei achilas pras, which is about one kazayis to four beitzim, meaning you do not need the greater ratio, which we normally say is necessary to transform the whole chetza, let's say we're talking about by iser, in order to make the whole chetza now transformed into the chetza in which the tam went into, it needs to have a certain amount per kedei achilas pras, namely a kazayis per achilas pras. That ratio of one kazayis to four beitzim is necessary normally to transform the item. Here, it seems like just the tam of the chita in the matzah is going to be enough to make the whole thing halachic matzah, even though there isn't kazayis b'chei achilas pras. And he says, gam kein yoytzei bo kishochal kazayis min ha'isa. And therefore, when he goes ahead and he eats just the kazayis of his dough, where there's just a small amount of wheat flour in there, far from a kazayis, you'll be yotzei. Afal pisha ikar bo, even though the main part is the orez, is the rice, the rice flour. Ufa orez eino yotzei mishum matzah iglel. And we know that by orez, rice flour, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. So what happens here? Shaini yacha, it's different here when you have wheat with rice flour. Since they're joined up together in the dough, then teva ha'orez, the nature of the orez, of the rice, is lios nigra achar ha'chitin. When they're baked together, it takes on the characteristics of wheat and is considered as if, right? When the chitin goes and becomes chametz, when it rises and it becomes leaven, so too the orez with it. Therefore, the whole din of that dough has a din of wheat flour. But then he says, the chol zed, everything I just said now, that all you need is the tam, and you don't need a kazayis, b'chdei achilas pras, that's specifically b'chitim b'orez, where your wheat flour with rice flour. About in erav kemach chitim, if you mix wheat flour in kerach dochan with millet flour, or some other kidney, sukai gavna, oh, in erav kemach shel shar minei dagan, or if you mix, let's say, one of the other of the five grains, like barley or oat flour, in kemach orez with rice flour, you don't have both rice flour and wheat flour. You have one or the other. That will not be the same combination. And in that scenario, we say, if you're asa mimenu and you make it into matzah, eino yotzei ba yidei chovaso. You're not going to be yotzei with such a combination. If all you have is b'yeshba tam dagan, if all you have is just the taste of dagan, of the grain, of the barley, or whatever. Elen ken yeshba kamach dagan, you have to have, in such a combination, you need the shear of one of the five grains. It has to be, shiyekazayis b'chdei achilas pras. It has to be enough inside this mixture that there is one kazayis per achilas pras, that ratio. Dainu shebechol pras vimena. As we said, in every pras, yeba kazayis mikem afdaga. Every pras in that dough, for every four baits of dough, you have to have a kazayis from the kemach of daga. Shebeshir kazeh, only with such a ratio of one of the grains to the kidneys will you be able to chashrin on kola isa kula kedaga. Only then will you be able to treat the whole dough as dagam. And then yotzei yidei chavasa, then you'll be yotzei kishaofo kazayis mina isa. Then you'll be yotzei when you ate a kazayis of such a dough. So just to sum up, what in his first opinion, he's saying that the Shulchan Aruch seems to imply that even if there's not enough wheat flour in the dough, for one to eat a kazayis within kedei achilas pras, nevertheless he's going to fulfill the mitzvah when he eats a kazayis of the dough. The reason being that since rice and wheat in particular were baked together, it takes on the characteristics of the wheat flour and is considered as though one consumed a kazayis of wheat matzah. This only works, he says, for wheat and rice, but not any other combination of grains or kidneys. If, however, with one of these other combinations of either rice with one of the other four grains or wheat with something other than rice, then you need the five grains within it to have the amount and the ratio of a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras in that dough, without which it will not then transform the whole dough into a halachic matzah dough. Now he says, there's another opinion. Yesh omrim, a more machmir opinion, shafil b'chitin ba'eres, even by wheat and rice flour, you're not going to be yotze the obligation of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. Only if the ratio in the wheat flour to the rice flour is kedei achilas pras. And according to this opinion, when it comes to the other grain combinations of, let's say, rice with one of the other four grains, or wheat with something other than rice, then afilu bichdei achilas pras nami lo mahani. Even if you have one of the five grains in a ratio of kezayis to achilas pras, kedei achilas pras, nami lo mahani lachshuve kol ha'isa ke kula dagan. It's also not going to help at all to make the dough into all of it being a matzah of dagan, and therefore when you eat a kezayis of it, you will not be yotze. Except ela im ken yesh rov dagan. Such a matzah, if it's made up of any of the other combinations of rice with the other grains, or wheat with other kidneys besides orez, unless you have the majority coming from the five grains, umiut, and a minority of orez or shaminin, of rice if it's with the five grains, or shaminin with the other types of the kidneys with wheat, unless you have the majority being one of the five grains, it's not enough to have kezayis b'chei achilas pras, according to his opinion. Only then, as batel ha'orez beruba. If there's rov, there's a majority of the five grains, then havi kula b'dagan, then it's rovo kakulo, it's all viewed as dagan, and it's considered good for matzah. L'chadchila nachal ma'achmer b'shal toira k'svar ha'achor. L'chadchila, one should only allow matzah with, if it's used with kidneys, according to the second opinion, which would mean that if it's rice and wheat, you need kezayis b'chei achilas pras, and if it's any other combination, you need the majority from the five grains. With shasat chak, yesh smochas v'rishmas. In the shasat chak situation, you can rely on the first opinion, which allows just tam of chita alone if it's with rice, and if it's any of the other combinations, kezayis b'chei achilas pras, when we're talking about the other combinations according to the first opinion.